Break into programming to take you live to pictures out of the Poland-Belarus border, where we understand that Polish authorities have used tear gas, stun grenades and water cannon, as well as warning shots to try and repel an attempt by migrants who are there to force their way across the border. Let's listen in to what's happening.
They said that they are ready to receive these refugees. The Belarus president said that his country is ready to open an airlift to let these people arrive to Munich if they, as he said, the German authorities are serious in their statements. And the whole situation is complicated. The
Belarus, and just to let you know, that is the Al Jazeera Arabic correspondent, our sister Chanrel. He is the reporter right there on the ground. So we're listening in to what he has to say as he's describing the situation that's unfolding right now.
Belarus forces never attempt to take any action or to prevent them to reach the siege between the fence between Belarus and Poland. This is quite astonishing, because they are only watching, they are only monitoring. They are there on the other side. On this side, they are just waiting there, protecting their vehicles, protecting themselves, but not allowing these refugees to go beyond this point, this border point. And I think we need to mention this, because this has raised a lot of exclamation marks. The police, now I think tear gas, as you can see and I can feel, if we connect what's going on with the announcement of the Belarusian president, we could understand the situation of Belarus. He said his country is not ready to protect the borders of the European Union because his country doesn't have enough force, enough capabilities in order to secure the borders. So this can be an explanation and of the whole situation. Following the last year presidential elections and the diplomatic battle between Belarus and the West, some of the Western companies did not recognize and admit the result of the presidential elections. So he said his country is not ready to protect the borders of the European Union. If the European Union wants to protect its borders from the refugees, so he has to finance and to provide the financial capabilities and to go into direct talks with the authorities of his country. The foreign minister of Belarus, Vladimir Makey, and Joseph Borrell talked a few days ago. Also, contacts between Lukashenko and Merkel yesterday. Probably this is the aim of the Belarusian authorities because of the whole situation.
So this is the scene right now. This is a developing situation on the Poland-Belarus border, where, as you can see on your screen right now, the Polish authorities are using tear gas as well as stun grenades and water cannon, and they're firing warning shots as well. And what they're trying to do is to repel an attempt by the migrants who have been on that border for the past few days now. They're trying to stop them from crossing across the border, and that is Al Jazeera Arabic's correspondent right there in the thick of it, at the scene. Let's listen in once again to his reporting and his describing of the situation.
And they have almost nothing. We will try now to talk to them or to see what is their reaction. I can see children, and as you can see, these everything that they can have for the time being. They were dreaming of trying to cross. Last night was tough. There is a lack of medicine, food, and the temperature went down yesterday under zero, and this area is very cold. You can see children. You can see children, and they have nothing. This tent will never protect anyone from the weather, from the freezing weather they spent here last night. That's why we can see also this lady and this. How old is he? 7 months. These are very humanitarian cases, difficult ones. We didn't sleep since yesterday. Our feet are freezing. And the only word that we can hear is attention, attention, attention. And we have kids, we have wives. Nothing happened. If they don't want to allow us, then let them return us back to our country. We did not eat for 5 days. Only food is little and available for women and kids. We need a safe place. We need a safe country. People say that we are rich. No, we are not rich. We need a stable country where we can live and establish ourselves. Everyone wants to work and wants to study. Families did not sleep the whole night yesterday. Last night, look at our hands, look at our fingers, freezing. No media is here to see what is our situation. The Belarusian gave us little food, but we are here in big numbers. We are not rioting. We are not rioting. It's a very humanitarian case here. We've met this refugee a few days ago. He is from Iraq. He was sick. He had an operation to plant his kidney, and he needs medicine. He can tell us his story. Yes, sir. As you told me, I've been without medicine for 10 or 11 days. The operation like 10 or 11 months ago, and yesterday it was freezing. I took my jacket for them last night because of the cold weather. No food, no water, nothing, nothing. They gave us little food, but it's not enough for us. You told me that you will try to get some medicine. Yes, I have to take this medicine forever. I did not get any medicine until now. I must take this medicine. I must find this medicine. This is the situation here. Every one of these refugees has his own problem, his own humanitarian case, and the situation is very difficult, very difficult.
Once again, these are exclusive pictures coming to us here at Al Jazeera with our coverage of this developing story with Al Jazeera Arabic's correspondent on the ground right now on the Belarus-Poland border, describing the dire humanitarian situation for migrants who are stuck there. Let's listen in once again.
They said that they have paid a hell lot of money for them to arrive here in this area, in this spot, and they have received a lot of promises that they will reach Germany end of the day, but it seems that they cannot go back to Iraq because they don't have work in Iraq, they don't have shelter in Iraq. That's why the situation here is very decisive. I think that the majority don't want to go back. There are some diplomatic contacts for the refugees to go back to their country, but according to those who have talked to us, they reject categorically to go back to Iraq, and they said it's a destiny, it's a journey, either to reach Germany or to stay here until they find what will happen to them. The authorities in Belarus have distributed these tents, and as you can see, the tents can never protect anyone from the cold weather here. It's freezing, particularly during the night, and they distributed light meals for women and children, some milk, some bread, some cans, some wood for heating, some milk for the children, and they also offer some little urgent medical assistance. There are so many cases where the fingers have been frozen. Pregnant women went into coma, and the situation is not enough, and let's say the help is little. The president of Belarus said that his country cannot increase the assistances because they don't have enough, and he urged the Europeans to intervene.
Exclusive pictures from the Poland-Belarus border, where you can see a situation unfolding and developing between the migrants who have been stranded there, as well as Polish authorities. And you're looking just a few moments ago, we were looking at the live picture of Polish authorities using tear gas, stun grenades, as well as water cannon. And what they're doing is they're trying to sort of disperse the migrants and repel the migrants' attempts to force their way across the border, reportedly. Let's listen in once again. All right, so we'll cross back to hear what the Al Jazeera reporter has to say in just a moment. But these are the live and exclusive pictures coming through to us. The migrants have been telling the reporter of harrowing stories, which include a lack of medicine at the border, as well as lack of food. And as you can see, pretty freezing conditions, cold conditions for the migrants to be in over the past couple of days or so. So this situation is just unfolding and developing right now as Polish authorities use tear gas and stun grenades and water cannon to try and disperse the migrants currently at that border. Let's bring in Step Vasin right now. Step is joining us from Kuznica. That's near the Polish side of the border with Belarus. Step, you're not exactly there, but from what I understand, you're in the vicinity. You certainly are aware of what's going on. These are some pretty shocking images coming into us right now exclusively.
Okay. Dramatic scenes right at the gate of the European Union here at the Polish border. Of course, pictures that will not go down well here in many European countries, a real clash between the Polish border guards and migrants and asylum seekers on the other side. Of course, these are images that are now filmed and spread also by the Belarusian state media. Russian media are there as well. These are, of course, also images that the Belarusian authorities want the world to see, that the European Union is treating asylum seekers and migrants this way, this harsh way. Let them there in the cold, not letting them in to seek refuge here at this side of the border. There's a lot of tension here as well. Lots of police. I'm exactly 3 kilometers away from where this is happening. The Polish government has imposed an emergency situation, meaning that they have restricted the access 3 kilometers away from us now. This is all unfolding quite rapidly. It seems there's going to be a force onto this border. It was being reported days ago already that there would be this so-called storm at the border. Of course, migrants and asylum seekers have become increasingly desperate. They've been repeatedly told that they can go to Germany easily. The Belarusian authorities have also said that they will go to Germany, that they will be accepted by Germany. These stories have been spread around. So, of course, they are very desperate to get there. It's extremely cold here now. The winter, of course, has started, and there are not enough means there. In the meantime, there are diplomatic efforts going on between the Belarusian leader, Alexander Lukashenko, and Germany directly. He has been speaking to Angela Merkel once yesterday, very significant phone call, because nobody in the EU wanted to talk to Lukashenko since he was accused of orchestrating his re-election last year. But now they're negotiating with him to see if there's an end to this crisis. And he announced this morning that he will have another phone call probably today.
Step, you're covering the story, and I know that you've seen firsthand the condition of the migrants, and we just heard a few moments ago live on our air exclusively one of the migrants speaking to Al Jazeera describing that there was pretty much no medicine. He was saying that there was tzbin for them.
It's been a very, very desperate, and these are people are still at the Belarusian side in a camp. Of course, the situation there is really bad. But so police is really heading to this border situation right now. But there's also people, every night, people manage to cross somehow through this border fence, getting into the Polish forest. And there they have also very difficult situation because the Polish border guards pick them up and push them back into Belarus. And some of the migrants and asylum seekers I've been speaking to, people from Yemen, from Iraq, they told me they have been pushed back and forth maybe 10, 20 times. So they have been ping-ponged between those countries for weeks. Some have spent like 3 weeks in the forest with their children, with their family. And some were lucky enough to get through Poland, not being caught by the border guards, and actually end up in Germany and in the Netherlands. In Germany and in the Netherlands, there are a few thousand who have actually made the journey. But many others, of course, have been hospitalized. Some have died. There's also now, today, this morning, a report from a father of a Syrian boy who also died in the forest. He is blaming the Polish authorities for his fate because the Polish authorities have not done anything to help them.
And, Stepa, as we continue to watch these exclusive pictures, do we know what exactly sparked this confrontation?
Well, what sparked it exactly this morning is not clear. The Belarusian state TV says people are increasingly hungry, they are increasingly cold, they're desperate, so they made an attempt for the border fence. That's their explanation. It's not clear exactly. Many journalists, also international journalists, who are at that side of the border can't get to the scene at the moment. So it's very difficult to verify exactly what sparked the conflict. But it was rumored to be happening for a couple of days already. There were increasingly reports and also spread around among the migrants and asylum seekers that they could go to Germany yesterday or they could go to Germany today. So they've always been hoping the gate will open. That's exactly what has been promised to them. So, of course, you can understand the mindset that they've been waiting there in this very dire situation and hoping that something will happen. And that's probably what sparked the conflict this morning, this riot, the first time that the Polish border guards had really used violence, have used water cannons, they have used stun grenades. We actually heard warning shots, not clear where they came from, but there has been this serious clash at the border right here behind me.
Steph, just earlier today, as we were talking earlier on, actually, the Belarusian leader, Alexander Lukashenko, had said that he wants to avoid what he called confrontation over the migrant crisis at his country's border with Poland. I mean, we'll obviously wait and see what reaction comes through to this developing situation right now. But how do you think these authorities will be looking at this situation?
Well, yeah, Alexander Lukashenko said one thing this morning about avoiding a confrontation, and the next minute we see a confrontation at the border. And as my colleague from Al Jazeera Arabic explained, the Belarusian authorities have not done anything to stop the confrontation between the migrants and asylum seekers on one hand and the Polish border troops on the other. They were standing there. They have been looking at what was happening, not intervening, not protecting the border. So, of course, it is clearly a confrontation that has been happening. And it's not clear what Alexander Lukashenko is his next plan. We know that he's been talking to Angela Merkel. Maybe there's going to be some kind of solution. They had a very long phone call yesterday, which is significant, 15 minutes. So, and he will have a next call, he said, because there's been an offer on the table. It's very interesting, of course, to find out what exactly has been offered by the EU, because the EU didn't want to give in to this crisis because they said he has masterminded it. Lukashenko has masterminded this crisis in response to the sanctions that the EU has imposed on him. So while I'm speaking, you can see that increasingly police is rushing to the border to enforce the border because, of course, Poland is very worried that there will be this breakthrough, that people will actually break through this border and come into the country massively. And that's the main fear that they have had here for the last weeks and increasingly now today.
Step Vasin there on the Polish side of the Belarusian-Polish border. Step, it's Nastasia Tay here in Doha joining you. Thanks so much for staying abreast of this for us. As we've been saying, we've been seeing some really dramatic pictures from the other side of the border, and I can see there that there's a build-up on the Polish side as well. Step, I'm curious, we've been hearing reports now for some days that the Belarusian side, the Belarusian authorities, have actually been encouraging people to go to the border, literally showing people the way through the forest, even handing out wire cutters. Is there any truth to these statements?
Well, I've been speaking to many migrants and asylum seekers who exactly confirmed that they had help from the Belarusian authorities to enter Minsk in the first place. You know, they paid money to get a visa, an entry visa, and then they were shown the way to the border, got a taxi, and then basically being directed by the Belarusian border police to the Polish border. They were literally brought to the border and sometimes even pushed through the border. I've spoken to one asylum seeker from Yemen who is now in Germany. He explained to me that he got a cutter to cut the wire because there's barbed wire on the border. He was literally handed out this cutter to go through the wire. And that's not the only person who has told this story. So there's clearly evidence that the Belarusian border police or the troops who are now in charge at the border have been actively helping the migrants and asylum seekers to break through the border. And if people really wanted to go back, because the same person told me he spent 10 days in the cold in between these borders, being ping-ponged between the two forces, he said he begged to let him go back to Minsk. Let me go back because I can't do this anymore. And then the Belarusian police told him, no, you can't go back. You have to go to Poland. And he got a gun against his head. That's what he told me.
Step, it looks very, very dramatic there on the border. Sorry to interrupt. I do believe that we are getting a direct report from the migrants and our correspondent there, who is with them as this altercation escalates. I'm gonna bring him in and listen to what he has to say.
This is the effect of firing tear gas. Yeah, there are some injuries, and everyone has withdrawn. As you can see, this spot over there is empty now because everyone withdrew because of the heavy firing of tear gas and the heavy use of water cannons.
فلفل ومي على الاطفال يذبون على الاطفال فلفل ومي هي هاي الانسانيه مال اوروبا اوروبا تحسب الانسانيه
They are using pepper and water and tear gas against the children. Is this the human rights of Europe? Are these the human rights in Europe? 10 days we've been here without water. Temperatures is -5. And what can we do? Where are the human rights organizations? Where are the organizations for human rights? We were a good country. They have invaded Iraq in 2003. What will happen if you are not allowed? We've lost everything. We've sold our cars. We've sold our houses. They destroyed our country. They destroyed our country. And now this is the human rights. Where are the human rights? Where is Europe? The situation is very critical. And the most affected people are the children and the kids. You can see now this child.
صحيح صحيح هذا امر يعني الغاز الذي يستعمله تستعمله القوات
The tear gas is used by the Polish forces is spreading everywhere. It's everywhere in this, we can call it a peaceful area. We have seen women, we have seen kids who suffer suffocation. And there are kids who are suffering and women who are suffering and also men who are suffering from suffocation because of the tear gas. Everyone is now standing here to see what's going on because the Polish forces have used pepper, tear gas, and probably the Polish forces managed to force these people to withdraw because they are trying, the refugees were trying to get closer to the fence. Suffocation cases are all over the place, but they will try and try again. They will keep trying because they have been doing this for like 2 hours now. They say that by rock or crook they will try to go through the fence, but I think the Polish side will never allow anyone to get closer to the fence.